every Christian listening today would say that what an incredible privilege we have as believers, not only to have a plethora of Bibles here in America that's not common elsewhere in other parts of the world, but that the Bible is actually the actual words of God. We get the mind of God written down in black and white, in ink, on white paper. You know, mm-hmm. we can actually read his thoughts and plans and learn about his character and nature. You know, and beyond all that, it is the word that explains to us what the gospel is, the most important question of life. How can we as sinful people be made right with a holy God? How can we have forgiveness and eternal life? How can we have redemption? I mean, it kind of starts there, that there's nothing more important than this book, because it communicates God's nature and God's will for us.
Mm-hmm. Would we not be the absolute envy of first century Christians? We have the revealed word of God in our hands.
Very much. I mean, you think about that. And by the way, I don't sit here and kind of point my finger at other people and say, don't you get it? I mean, it's the
same.
Boy,
I do.
Sometimes when we have something, you just take it for granted a little bit that, you know, we have God's word right on our desk, you know, mm-hmm. and then yet we choose often to watch what the world offers in primetime, you know, sitcom television at night. Which is just junk food, mm-hmm. Worse than nothing compared to having the word. So MacArthur went into these 6 points on how to get a greater desire, how to get a greater longing, like a baby longs for milk. How do we have that kind of approach where we wake up in the morning and we can't wait to get into the word, because we know we're going to be meeting with God and we're going to be transformed through reading the word. And the first point he made was, to remember my life source. In other words, to remember what changed me in life. It was the word of God that I understood what the gospel was, what God's will was, to repent and believe in the gospel. You know, who God is, who I am, a sinner before him, who Jesus Christ is. He's the Son of God who came to earth, who lived a perfect life so that he could be the perfect substitutionary sacrifice and pay the price that I deserve to pay for my sin. You know, we learn these things, we find out these things through reading the word, and the Holy Spirit works through that to convert us. And so when we remember how important the word was in converting our souls, it's a reminder to say, hey, if it did that in converting me, what will it do in my sanctification process now that I'm saved?